Unit 4. Overseas Students. Integrated Skills Development. New Words and Expressions. Acceptance. Amusement. Babysit. Concert. Domestic. Equality. Facility. Hostess. Involve. Keep. Maximum. Mistress. Normally. Observance. Partnership. Precise. Primarily. Readiness. Resident. Servant. Tidy. At liberty. Go sightseeing. In return for. In that case, on call, play one's pardon, set aside, treat somebody as, passage, au pair is an arrangement under which a girl who is not less than 17 years old comes to the United Kingdom primarily to learn the English language and to live for a while as a member of a resident English-speaking family. She receives her keep, entertainment, and pocket money. £5 to £7 a week is not unreasonable, and is expected to help with the housework and the care of any children. The relationship between the girl and her hostess is a personal one, depending for its success both on the willingness of the hostess to help the girl in her studies and amusement, and on the readiness of the girl to play her part in the life of the household. The au pair girl should be told what facilities will be afforded for her learning English at part-time classes or under private tuition, and about the amount of time she may expect to be able to set aside each day for study and amusement. The reasonable maximum time during which an au pair guest may be expected to perform domestic tasks or to be on call for household duties, including babysitting and the care of children, is about 5 hours daily, and she should be given at least a day a week free. It is important that the free time should be really free, that the girl should be at liberty to meet her friends and to go sightseeing and to concerts, cinemas, etc., and that she should have the time and opportunity for religious observance. In return for keep and what the host family does, an au pair girl is expected to help her hostess with household duties on a partnership basis, and to do her share of any kind of housework which the hostess herself does. Where, however, the hostess employs other help for heavier housework, she should expect the au pair girl only to help with such jobs as bed making, washing up, tidying, and dusting, babysitting, taking children to and from school, and looking after them in the house. She should not, in that case, be asked to do heavy housework. The au pair guest will normally expect a bedroom to herself. She should be treated as a daughter of the house, taking her meals with the family and sharing their amusements. Under a proper au pair arrangement, the relationship between the hostess and the girl involves acceptance of social equality and is not founded on a mistress-servant basis. Where the au pair arrangement is made with a girl who is still abroad, she should be given precise traveling directions and should, wherever possible, be met on arrival. Listening. 8. Listen to the passage about the information of sending children to New Zealand and try to answer the following questions. If you are planning to bring your children with you while you are studying in New Zealand, you should consider the following points. It's essential to make appropriate visa arrangements for your children before leaving for New Zealand. Children arriving on tourist visas cannot remain in the country for more than 3 months. Full-time study is extremely demanding, requiring a commitment of perhaps 50 or more hours per week. The university provides free childcare on weekdays, but the number of places available is very limited, and you must contact the student center at least 2 months before your arrival date. Deciding whether to bring your children or not can be difficult. Although it can create considerable financial and practical problems, you should consider the stresses caused by separation. 9. Listen to the passage again and try to complete the following sentences according to what you have heard. If you are planning to bring your children with you while you are studying in New Zealand, you should consider the following points. It's essential to make appropriate visa arrangements for your children before leaving for New Zealand. Children arriving on tourist visas cannot remain in the country for more than 3 months. Full-time study is extremely demanding, requiring a commitment of perhaps 50 or more hours per week. The university provides free childcare on weekdays, but the number of places available is very limited, and you must contact the student center at least 2 months before your arrival date. Deciding whether to bring your children or not can be difficult. Although it can create considerable financial and practical problems, you should consider the stresses caused by separation. Merry learning. A friend of mine walked into a 5-star hotel and asked if there were any vacancies. "What kind of room would you like, sir?" the clerk at reception asked. Encouraged, my friend picked up a pen to register, asking, "What have you got for around 50? The attendant replied, "You're holding it, sir."